Joining me now is J.D. Rucker. J.D., welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Brian.
How are you doing tonight?
No, I'm good. How are you?
I am good. All right, so over on your website, is it at the NOQ report tonight? The one about Knock report? Is that where we have the article tonight about the governor of California? Or where did I read that?
Oh, yeah.
You have so many websites, I can't keep track of them all. You know that, right? Is that it? Knock report? NOQReport?
That's the one. NOQ report. Yep. That's okay. The one to find actually two stories about Newsom.
Okay. So when I first heard, oh, you're not getting my laptop. All right. I don't. Let me just close the NDI, and I'll bring it back up where we start talking. You know, I read the initial report on that today, and I thought, I wonder if I'm going to report on that. And then I saw you report on it, and you have some sources you've been tracking down. Tell our audience this story, will you please, JD?
Yeah, so the source I had over the weekend informed me that Newsom, Governor Gavin Newsom, had adverse reactions to his Moderna booster shot, which he got on October 27th. He was all excited. You know, he initially had the J&J vaccine, but then after some concerns about that, he switched to Moderna. I guess, you know, we're just going to be mixing and matching various vaccines and boosters from here on out. But he went and he got his booster, and then he hadn't been seen since. It'd been 12 days. Over the weekend, I received word from somebody who is trying to figure out how to not out this person. Someone who has knowledge, somebody who's close to the medical team, and they said that he was experiencing adverse reactions. They hinted that it was Bell's palsy. And then I got another report from Children's Health Defense that came out yesterday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. site, that said the same thing, as well as Steve Kirsch, who, I don't know if you ever had Steve Kirsch on your show.
No, but it sounds like I need to.
You should. He's very good. And he got what appeared to be the same corroboration. So there was two different sources that we know of, potentially three, all saying adverse reaction and all pointing to Bell's palsy. Now, he came out today, and this is the update. He came out today, Gavin Newsom. He was at a conference, and he was saying how, you know, yeah, well, here's what happened. And he tried to explain it away. And he said that he was supposed to go to Scotland to go to the COP26, the big climate change event of the year. This is his baby. He loves climate change. He's been an advocate and an activist and all this stuff, you know. And so he said he was supposed to go, and he was actually supposed to speak. We canceled the day before he was supposed to leave. And everybody's like, well, that's kind of weird. And he didn't say anything. He didn't explain why. He just said his staff said family obligations. And then nobody saw him for a while. Well, he comes out today and he says, yeah, so basically we were going to go, and my kids were talking to him, and they had an intervention. And they said, look, guys, you can't go and leave us here by ourselves for Halloween. He's saying, my kids love Halloween more than they love Christmas, which that's weird. But, you know, okay, great. You know, that's fine if that's what they do. But here's the thing, and this is where
I mean, because who doesn't love Halloween over the marking the birth of Christ, right?
I know, right? You know, so the Satanists in Sacramento. Anyway, so he comes out and he says that he canceled because of this intervention. Here's the thing, and this is the part where, you know, you got mainstream media, they're like, oh, okay, Halloween, kids, that makes sense. I'm like, what are you talking about? He wasn't scheduled to speak. He wasn't supposed to even be out there. The conference starts on November 1st. Last time I checked, unless he's using a different calendar, Halloween is on October 31st. So he's supposed to go out there. Let's say he misses a day of travel. Fine. He gets out there on the 2nd. He's not scheduled to speak until the 3rd. So you're telling me that this worldwide, you know, this huge climate change event that had over 400 private jets flying in from across the globe, the best of the best, the top people when it comes to climate change and leadership and all this other stuff, these are his peeps, okay? This is where he needs to be. And he canceled that so he could go trick-or-treating with his kids. And then, and this is the part where, again, mainstream media doesn't ask anything. And then he's mysteriously gone out of the public eye for 12 days. Gavin Newsom is a narcissist. He starts to twitch if he's not on television at least once every 2 or 3 days. Okay? No chance that just because he went trick-or-treating that he's going to disappear for nearly 2 weeks. It's a lie. And anybody who buys into this is either in mainstream media or a Democrat, because you can't buy into this. It's a blatant lie. It's a bad lie. And, you know, but again,
but you're hearing from a source. You don't want to out your source, but you're hearing from a medical person that he has suffered what, Bell's palsy or what?
So it was insinuated to me that it was Bell's palsy.
And what? Okay? And for those who don't know, what that's where your face starts to droop on one side.
Yeah. It's a neurological condition where the nerve ending from your brain, there's swelling around it, which causes one side of your face to droop. You have trouble speaking. You know, it's usually temporary. It usually takes about 2 weeks for it to wear off. Okay, it gets worse and then it gets better after about 2 weeks, which is right. You know, the timing would be perfect for him to be able to come out and speak today, right? Sometimes it lasts for 3 to 6 months. Sometimes it lasts, it's permanent, you know, but Newsom is young and healthy. So apparently if that was the case, but here's the thing, look, I have no confirmation other than the source, as well as the source for Children's Health Defense, who is supposedly somebody from his staff who leaked to them. Okay. And I trust them. They're a pretty good source. So you have two different sources saying Bell's palsy or some kind of adverse reaction, even if it wasn't, even if he was doing something weird or something crazy or something satanic or whatever it was that he was doing, he definitely did not cancel everything and miss the camera and miss everything that he did over trick-or-treating, over Halloween with his kids. That's a lie. I don't care what conspiracy theory level you want to be at. If you're up here and you say that he had adverse reactions, that's where I'm still sticking with. If you're down here and you say something weird was going on, doesn't matter. It wasn't Halloween, period.
Maybe he's had some plastic surgery and is just waiting for it to heal.
You know, somebody said that. It's funny. It's funny because it's probably
maybe,
plastic surgery.
Maybe he's transitioning. Could he be transitioning?
Here's the thing.
I'm just asking you a question. I mean, that's...
That.
Huh?
I could almost buy that, except for the fact that, you know, plastic surgery or something else, he wouldn't, you know, he's a smart guy. He wouldn't schedule it around the time that he was supposed to go out to speak to.
True.
The most important event. I mean, this event, if he had the choice between, you know what, you can either be present for the recall election or you can go to COP26. He's like, it's a tough call, but oh well, California, I got to go out to COP26. This is where my peeps are, okay?
Right.
This is where he wants to be. He wants to eventually be UN Secretary General, okay? And he wants to.
Oh, you think that's what he wants, huh?
Oh, I'm certain of it. Again, don't forget, this guy is an absolute failure when it comes to policy. He's a failure when it comes to politics. The only thing he's very good at is winning elections. He's excellent at that. He's got a great smile. You know, he's usually pretty.
Well, it's easy to win elections if you have. It's easy to win elections if you have voter fraud going your side, right?
That's true. That's true. You know, but I mean, you think that even somebody like him, you know, he's got that whole American psycho vibe going. Maybe something will catch up with him someday, but as of now, he's still flawless. You know, he's only lost a little bit. We'll see. This thing is going to pass. Mainstream media is going to forget about it or bury it or not even cover it at all.
Well, everybody should ask for him to release his medical files. I mean, they're so big on Trump releasing his taxes. Everybody should be demanding the release of his medical files.
Yeah, they'll cover it up. Look,
of course they will.
It would have been the hugest embarrassment of all time for somebody who has been so adamant, so militant about getting everybody vaccinated, getting every man, woman, and child vaccinated in the state, in the country, and across the globe.
And then he has a reaction.
And have adverse reactions as a young and healthy man? No, they would have assassinated him first before they let that happen. I'm not kidding, okay? They would never in a million years let it out that Gavin Newsom, the paragon of vaccine nannies, is actually had his own adverse reaction to this. Not going to happen.
His own personal adverse reaction, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Not that we're laughing that if he had one or Bell's palsy.
Oh, no.
We're laughing at the hypocrisy.
Yeah,
what's that?
Exactly.
No, we're laughing at the. We're la- no, we're not laughing at that either. We're not for that either. We're in this day and age. We have to be throwing in a lot of disclaimers, or the FBI is going to come knocking on our door.
Proponents of assassinating anybody, period.
No.
I'm just saying that the world powers might have done it, too.
Yeah, the world powers. Yeah. So, I mean, ask James O'Keefe, right? I mean, my word. Can you believe this? James O'Keefe?
Gosh,
I mean, is
no,
this,
it's.
for those who don't know, this is James O'Keefe. I covered on radio today and TV today. I mean, he has 10 FBI agents show up at his house because he has a source that's given him a diary that I guess they got of Biden's daughter, who's supposedly, reportedly writing about some odd behavior. I mean, you can describe what's in the supposed diary, but he got it from a source. His lawyer was on the Fox show with Sean Hannity with him, and he gets 10 FBI agents that show up at his house, his apartment on Saturday, and cuff him and throw him around, bang him against the wall, and half naked in front of his neighbors. I mean, this is KGB tactics. This is absolute KGB tactics. We agree or disagree?
100%. And here's the thing, we
100%
don't know
what?
why.
Agree or 100% disagree?
Oh, sorry, 100% agree. It's
Okay.
this is the KGB. This is, worse than anything we've seen in the United States, especially as it pertains to journalists. We've seen some bad stuff coming from our law enforcement. We've seen some bad arrests. We've seen people get killed. But generally speaking, you don't see journalists who are treated like this over sources, over material, over investigative journalism.
But when
And
you're in a
let's keep in
communist
mind.
revolution, one of the first things to go is the free speech. It's censorship. It's suppression of free speech.
Right. Well, here's the thing, and this is what confuses me. I think there's a lot of talk about this story, but here's the thing. What a lot of people aren't mentioning is that this her diary was published last year. Okay, last year, October, before the election, Patrick Halley, a friend of mine over at National File, published the full diary. The James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, they passed. They couldn't verify it, so they passed on it. But somebody at Project Veritas leaked it to Patrick Halley, who published the diary in full. This cat's been out of the bag since before the election. Why are they going after it now?
Well, yeah,
Some
well,
people are
I'll,
saying that it's.
that
Oh, go
what?
ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'll finish that one.
I was going to say, some people are saying that this is just an entry point, that the salacious materials, with Ashley Biden talking about how she thought it was weird that her father would take showers with her when she was a child, which, let's face it, that is weird. But she thinks that she was sexually abused as a child. She's not sure. She keep in mind that she's Ashley Biden does have certain challenges. Okay, she's been drug over drug abuse and all this other stuff throughout her life.
That's all public
But
knowledge.
this is right. That's public knowledge. But this diary is, they couldn't corroborate it, so they didn't publish it. It does get published in National File, so that cat's out of the bag and nothing happened from it. Nobody's talking about it a year later. Why is the FBI targeting him?
So
Some people are
why?
saying they're using this. Well, that's what they're saying. They're using this as an excuse to try to shut down Project Veritas, period, to get a handle. Like this is the smoke screen that all they wanted was access to the computers and access to the contacts so they can start finding who are they going after. Maybe they heard, hey, there's a whistleblower at pardon me, maybe they heard there's a whistleblower at the CDC or the NIH or the FBI who's come forward to Project Veritas. They're not going to go after Project Veritas for that particular
They'll go after them for
item.
something else. So this was just a pretense to get a hold of their files and find what's going on.
That's what I would think, because otherwise, why go after, by going after the diary, they're corroborating that it's her diary. They wouldn't go after a fake diary. Okay,
Yeah, see,
so
to me,
they're
that's what I
risking a
thought. Well, the
lot.
diary clearly is real if the FBI is trying to shut this thing down. But
Yeah.
maybe, again, it is cover for the fact that Veritas has something bigger they're working on.
I think that that's almost certainly the case. That's the best theory I've
But the
heard. I've heard
point
a
is,
few
this should be
others.
on every national news show, CBS,
Correct.
ABC, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, all of them should be covering it. Left, right, liberal, extreme conservative. Freedom of the
Brandon,
press is the
imagine.
hallmark of our free society. Can you imagine if Donald Trump's, under Donald Trump, the FBI went and raided somebody that had a diary about one of his kids? I mean, can you imagine?
Right. That's what, exactly. Imagine that Anderson Cooper, gets dragged out of his underwear in the middle of the night
Oh
by
gosh, wait
the
a minute.
FBI.
Please, hang on, I just threw up my mouth.
Oh, wait,
Sorry.
don't imagine that. Wait, I'm sorry. Sorry. Okay, forget that. But just, you get what I'm saying here. You're
Right.
absolutely right. The fact that this isn't the biggest story in the United States of America right now
Which
is
shows
a
you that
testament
we're
to the fact
asleep.
that they only care about the tribes. They
But
only
it's
care that he's on the bad guy side.
the fact it's not the biggest story in America shows the American people are largely asleep. They should be all left and right. You want to talk about something that brings us all together? I don't care how liberal you are. You have the right to report it. I don't care how anti-conservative you are. I don't care how anti-Christian you are. I mean, I care about your soul, but I don't care how anti-Christian you are as far as prohibiting you to say it or teach it or proclaim it. You have First Amendment rights to disagree, to argue, to debate. Look, we've had Alan Dershowitz on here. We don't agree on a lot of things at all politically, and he'll say so. But we agree on the First Amendment. I'm honored to have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on my show. I think I said John the other night. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on about his book that's coming up on the 16th of this month about Fauci. And Robert Kennedy Jr. and I would not agree on many things. But I agree with him on Fauci. I agree with him on the vaccines. I've been quoting and getting stuff off his website for several years now before COVID. So I can work with people on the left. I can listen to people on the left. There's some people on the left that they're actually right, and I agree with them on some things, like talking about Dershowitz and free speech, or Robert Kennedy Jr. and the vaccines and other things. I can agree with them. But even if I don't agree with them, they have their right to free speech, and I think they appreciate the right of my free speech. We can agree to disagree, but that's not what's happening. People are not up in arms over this, and they should be, which to me shows the country is not awake and they are not understanding the perilous times we're in. And if they are this sleepy, they are drugged and they can be taken over. I mean, this is not a good barometer of the country if this is not something we all unite on.
Brandon, you nailed it. You know, this is one of those things where it has gotten so bad that I have come to one of three conclusions. Either number one, this is a strong delusion sent from supernatural forces.
Right.
Okay, we've read about strong delusions in the Bible. Is this it? Could be. Number two, I mean, we've talked about what's in these drugs, what's in these vaccines, is there something that placates people? I don't know. Maybe. And then option three is it's just we were never there. In other words, we were always a good country until things got really, really bad as they've gotten in the last year and a half. And all of a sudden, our weakness as a nation, and I'm not talking about the country as a whole, I'm talking about a plurality, if not majority of Americans, are asleep. You know, Candace Owens was on with Tucker Carlson last night, and she was speaking to a conservative audience and telling them, guys, wake up. They are installing communism, true, pure communism here in the United States.
Yes, they are.
And she's talking to American
but
patriots
with all fairness,
who should wake up.
And I appreciate Owens getting to the party, but you and I have been saying this, and I've been writing and saying this for decades, so I'm glad Candace has finally come to the party. But we were talking about that decades ago, and some of the people that she runs with in that circle, in that branch of conservatism, was looking at us with one eye closed and mocking us when we were talking about sustainable development, Agenda 21, you know, population control, eugenics, Fabian socialism, which most of them don't even know what that is, communitarianism, which they don't know what that is. So welcome to the game, Candace. I'd love to interview you. I like you. I'd love to have you on the show. But let me tell you something. It's easy to warn about communism when everybody can see it. Try doing it 30 years ago when I started writing my first book in 1993 and nobody wanted to hear it, and much less did they want to know what sustainable development was and Agenda 21 and the Earth Summit in Rio. That's hard plowing. That's a hard field to plow. It's pretty easy right now to warn about communism.
You know, I felt like I was late to the game starting to explore a lot of things that you're talking about a decade ago. And now I'm seeing, like you said, a lot of these people are coming in, and that's great. I'm glad that they are. Welcome in. But here's the thing. They need to go back and check their history, too. And that history goes back to, like you said, your books. That history goes back to what the quote-unquote fringe has been talking about for years, for decades. You know, the people that they took
and
out
Sean
first.
Hannity, Sean Hannity, these other guys wouldn't even interview some of us on these topics. Zero. Right. Now they want to lead the parade. Give me a break. I mean, my friend Usama Dakdok from Egypt tried calling in and gotten into Mark Levin and starts trying to explain the real ISIS and real Islam, and Mark Levin hangs up on it. Mark Levin is not as smart as everybody thinks he is. Just newsflash, I agree with Mark on a lot, but Mark is not the smarty pants he makes himself out to be. Trust you me. And I know this for many reasons. I know this for many reasons because I know people that represent him.
You should have Dr. Michael Scheuer on here and have that conversation with him as well. He was the one who was a CIA station chief in Afghanistan in the initial search for Osama bin Laden. He shares your exact perspective on Mr. Levin.
Yeah, Levin is an empty suit, in my opinion. Of course, I remember listening to him screaming and hollering at people, again, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whenever it was, probably 10 years ago, screaming about the Republican Party. And he's yelling at his callers, literally yelling, which he's notorious for doing, because these people are trying to take out the rhinos. They want to explain that the rhino, and they were very, very conservative people that had had it with the Republican Party. Mark Levin is just, I remember him just trashing on these people. Now all of a sudden he wants to lead the anti-establishment. That's what I think of Mark Levin. Go pound sand, Mark. Most of these guys are cowards. Most of these are cowards. Let Mark Levin talk about machines and vaccines. Have Mike Lindell, Mark Levin, have Mike Lindell on your show, your national radio show, to talk about Dominion and voting machines if you're so brave, Mark Levin.
He can always come on my show again. I to this day, I don't know if you knew this, you can pass along to Mike. His is still my most popular show. I've had some pretty strong celebrities, but the one that has gotten the most views was my interview of Mike Lindell. That was great stuff.
Absolutely. Well, as always, noqreport.com, noqreport.com, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, JD.
Pleasure, man.
JD Rucker checking in with NOQ, NOQ as in news, opinion, quotes, noqreport.com.